Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So today I want to talk about the Antichrist, both from an Islamic and a Christian perspective. And the reason is because I have a question for Christians. I've never really gotten a good answer to this, and I think Muslims should ask this to Christians as well. What's the difference between Jesus and the Antichrist from the Christian perspective if they both return near the end of time, they both have miracles, they're both very persuasive, and they both claim to be God incarnate as man? What exactly is going to equip the Christian to say, I see one, I see the other, but I know which one's which? You know, I'm not quite sure about how, what you guys are equipped with. So the Islamic perspective is quite straightforward. Well, we believe that the biggest test that humanity is going to face is going to be the fact that we will witness this Dajjal doing miracles. He's going to be equipped with these amazing miracles, and this is going to be something that's going to be very difficult. You know, it's going to be very persuasive. He's going to do things that nobody can believe. And this is part of the power that the Dajjal has, and this is why it's the biggest test that humanity is going to face. So to equip us with sufficient defense, the Prophet ﷺ gave us a very small, simple, yet potent and logical point. He said what? مَا بَعَثَ اللَّهُ مِن نَبِيٍ إِلَّا أَنذَرَ قَوْمَهُ الْأَعْوَرَ الْكَذَّابِ إِنَّهُ أَعْوَرَ وَإِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَيْسَ بِأَعْوَرَ مَكْتُوبٌ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ كَافِرٌ. That Allah did not send any prophet, but that he warned his nation of the one-eyed liar. This is referring to Dajjal. He is one-eyed, while your Lord is not one-eyed. And the word kafir, unbeliever, is written between his two eyes. It's a very interesting hadith, and it's basically saying that, look, this is going to be a man. And yes, he's going to be able to do all sorts of very impressive things, and he's going to be able to deceive many human beings. But you know this, that from the Islamic perspective, first and foremost, we believe that God is the creator of this universe, and therefore he is beyond this universe. He cannot be confined to the parameters of this universe. That's why we don't have pictures of God. We don't have idols of God. A particular shape or a particular size or a particular color or texture cannot encompass God, because he is beyond this realm. So any man claiming to be God is going to be a liar. And even to make things even more obvious, he can do all sorts of things, but he can't fix his own face. He's going to have one eye messed up, and this is going to make it even more obvious. This is, you could say, a mercy, that thank God, you know, there's going to be obvious telltale signs. Number one is, you know, just the fact alone that he's claiming to be God and he's a man, we reject that outright. But even beyond that, his face has is deformed, you could say. So we do believe that Jesus will come back as a prophet, and he will be able to do miraculous things, and he will be the leader of the believers. But we also believe that he will only claim to be a prophet of God. He will never claim to be God. Therefore, from the Muslim perspective, it's pretty straightforward. If you have, let's say, near the end times, or the end times come, and you have these two camps, and let's say both are doing miraculous things, and both are very persuasive, and both are very enticing, for whatever reasons, right? Let's just make it simple. But then the question is, one of them is claiming, I am actually God, you should worship me. And the other one is saying, you need to praise and worship God alone. The Muslim would say, the one who is pointing to the heavens and saying, we worship God, I am just simply a prophet. And he's claiming to be the Christ, the Messiah, Jesus, we would say, I'm going to go with him. Whereas the guy who's claiming we should bow down and worship him as a man, we would reject that. But from the Christian perspective, what's the differentiation? I never got an answer to this. Both are doing miracles. Both are persuasive. You got the Christ and the Antichrist. How do you guys deal with that? I've never got a straight answer to that. Take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.